In 1976, amusement was deadly. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1976 gave us Rocky and the Son of Sam. But the discovery of a mummy, in the most unlikely of places, made 1976 a strange year. The Pike Mummy, December 1976. The Pike was an amusement park in Long Beach, California, going all the way back to 1902. It was memorialized in television shows going back as far as Laurel and Hardy, up to almost every television show filmed in the 1970s. And that's where the $6 million man comes in, after a word from today's sponsor.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
In December 1976, the TV show The $6 Million Man was filming a scene for the episode titled Carnival of Spies. Inside the Pike's Laugh in the Dark ride, when a stagehand moved what he thought was a mannequin, a piece broke off in his hand. He realized it was a real human corpse. The corpse was Elmer McCurdy, a train robber who was killed in Oklahoma, 1911. The embalmer kept the corpse as no one had claimed him, and turned McCurdy into a sideshow attraction. From then on, the mummified McCurdy made its way to sideshows, wax museums, and into the Pike. In April 1977, the well-traveled Elmer McCurdy was laid to final rest in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Do you follow automotive news? Or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host / two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.